Stop by Sherwin-Williams and get 30% off select paints and stains May 2nd through the 12th. It's the perfect time to transform your space with color. Refresh your home inside and out with colors that make every space feel brand new. From cozy interiors to stunning exteriors, we've got the perfect shade for your next project. Shop the sale online or visit your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams store. Click the banner to learn more. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.
Lowe's knows to bring your vision to life, it's important to find the right color. That's why MyLowe's Rewards members get a free paint or exterior stain sample to test your look and find the perfect color to confidently refresh your space. Lowe's, we help, you save. Offer valid in-store only, 5/8 through 5/14. Limit one per customer while supplies last. Discount taken at time of purchase. See associate for details. Program subject to terms and conditions. Details at lowes.com/terms. Subject to change.
Ruby Frankie, the mommy blogger that we've been following for quite some time, back into the news because guess what? Kevin is saying, I'm out. I'm surprised.
Where's Kevin?
I'm surprised how long this took, quite honestly. I'm wondering why now? What was the deciding factor to say, hey, maybe this isn't a good relationship. Maybe things aren't the best here. But, well, he's done it. I'm guessing it has something to do with protecting himself, though. I don't really see another reason.
That's what it feels like.
As to why it would take this turn, but I'm guessing maybe the microscope may be coming at him. Kevin Frankie, of course, the husband of Ruby Frankie, filing for divorce in a domestic relations injunction, seeking protection amidst a backdrop of child abuse charges against his estranged wife. The case, of course, sending shockwaves through everywhere when you think about the world of mental health help. A lot of people go to this thing rather than going to an actual therapist. They go and see, what were they calling themselves? Life coaches. That's the big thing. When you are not a therapist and you really can't offer super great advice or you're not educated to do it, life coach, go down that route. I'm sure there's good ones out there, but clearly Ruby was not one of them. The divorce filing submitted in Utah's 4th District Court comes amid the harrowing child abuse case that Ruby Frankie and Jody Hildebrand have, of course, been entangled in, facing 6 counts of aggravated child abuse charges, raise serious concerns about the safety and well-being of their children who were prominently featured in their online content. So, court document. Here's what it is all stating as we break down the not charges, but these are the protections, if you will. Protection against harassment, one of them. Both Kevin and Ruby Frankie are prohibited from harassing each other during the divorce proceedings. Prevention of domestic violence. The injunction strictly forbids any act of domestic violence against each other or their children. Had this not been in place, free game for domestic violence, right? Is that how that works? Like, isn't that like kind of always there? I don't know why that would now be we got to put this in paper, but maybe you do sometimes.
That might be something that is pertains to the state that they're filing divorce in. That okay. It's just a thing that they do. I asked a legal person about that last night after reading this story.
Okay.
So that injunction, that just might be something they do in Utah.
Okay. Well, that makes sense. They do a lot of weird things in Utah. Misuse of personal information. Neither party is allowed to misuse personal information for any purpose related to ongoing legal matters, so no applying for, you know, I guess JCPenney credit cards using the other's information. Financial safeguards, the court ordered prevent the couple from using each other's likeness. Oh, there we go. Literally, it's the next line. Open credit cards and interfering with another's phone or utility services. So I guess there's financial safeguards and child custody measures. Specific court orders are in place for non-routine travel with their children, indicating the importance of safeguarding their well-being. The divorce filing and injunction came in the wake of the disturbing incident where Ruby Frankie's 12-year-old son managed to escape their home, appearing emaciated with duct tape around his body. That 911 call led police to discover not only the 12-year-old, but being malnourished, but also the 10-year-old sister within their mother's residence. All the children, including Kevin Frankie's other children, have now been placed in state custody. Kevin Frankie's attorney has stated that his client and Ruby Frankie have been living separately for about a year and claimed to be unaware of the alleged abuse occurring in Ruby's household during that time. The separation could have played a pivotal role in Kevin Frankie's decision to file for divorce and seek the domestic relations injunction. Are they, well, I guess the answer to that is true. I was going to ask, is he that bad that he cannot be in custody of the children? I find that kind of interesting that the state is not allowing him to be involved with the kids.
It makes me wonder, you know, had he been directly involved with the kids? I mean, how do you not see that your 12-year-old and 10-year-old are malnourished? So you must not have seen your kids for quite some time.
Mm-hmm.
So they may be looking at this saying he's really not involved in their lives.
Yeah.
And because of that fact, we're going to keep them apart. There must have been a reason that he was not involved. I don't know that for sure. But to me, it screams of if they had had a really close relationship, they would have made sure to maintain that for the kids, for their mental sanity. They probably didn't feel it was necessary.
An ongoing child welfare case involving the couple was ordered and sealed by a judge on October 10th. Kevin Frankie has been actively seeking custody of their children, citing potential harm to the minor parties involved due to public and media interest in the case. So there you go. I guess he kind of wants it, but I don't think he's going to get it. And I'm guessing they sat there and they talked with those kids a little bit and got some information on what exactly was going on in that household, and probably fairly damning.
Yeah, I think he's going to be questioned for sure. I mean, he is a guardian of these children, and things happened. Granted, they may not have happened under his watch, under his, you know, mm-hmm. I mean, visual watch. But as a parent, he had a responsibility to at least do something with these kids, and he let this happen.
Well, I don't understand the whole, okay, I mean, they got separated. I get that. But the whole haven't seen the kids for months, and she just takes them over to her friend's house, and that's all A-okay. It seems like totally derelict in his duty as a father of making sure things are okay. We're just being dad. I mean, even if you trust your wife, like maybe they did or didn't, I don't know. They were obviously having trouble. You would still, I would think, want to be present for your kids and not just be like, yeah, go over to Miss Hildebrand's house forever and we'll figure that out.
Unless Ruby is enough of a whack job that he said, you know what, for my own sanity, I can't be around this woman. I can't deal with her. I mean, we've all seen crazy ex-wives, have we not?
Yeah. Yeah.
So, you know, maybe this was even self-preservation for him, but you know, please be involved with your kids in some way.
I get that, but still, you can't let that preclude you from going and being a dad to your kids. You can't just like throw in the towel and be like, well, she's crazy. I'm done with all of it. I mean, that's not how that works.
No.
It's usually the crazy person who does that and then runs. And then you never end up, so I don't know. Very bizarre situation. We'll see where this all continues to go. I know he is very pro looking at trying to get some sort of legislation passed to tamper down on the world of
life coaching.
Life coaching. I couldn't think of the term. And we'll see if that goes anywhere. We talked about that the other day. I don't know. I mean, what do you do with that other than saying, don't use that term anymore? I mean, it doesn't really, make a huge difference. People are going to go get it wherever they're going to go and get it.
Mm-hmm. You know, whether it's a Facebook meme or something about mm-hmm. how to live your life, we all go somewhere for advice. And, mm-hmm. but I think it's extremely dangerous to call yourself an expert. It's one thing if you've gone through something and you can use your experience to help guide other people, but it sounds like these two overstepped their boundaries in a lot of ways.
Yeah. And probably will continue to, because this is how they are. At least that's how she is. It seems mm-hmm. pretty clear. And there's not a lot of changing a lot of folks that are like that. We'll keep watching it.
Want to listen ad-free? Want advanced access to all of our interviews before anyone else?
Become a True Crime Today Premium Plus subscriber on Apple Podcasts.
You get every episode commercial-free,
so you can binge on true crime
until you can binge no more.
Search True Crime Today Premium Plus on Apple Podcasts now, or go to our podcast page and sign up now.
More of the Hidden Killers podcast next.